connected cars, smart cars, driverless cars. Just where and how quickly will the next generation of cars park in our driveways? Host Jason Middleton talks with a Silicon Valley analyst as well as an auto security expert in this edition of Techonomics.
Welcome back and thanks again for listening. In this segment, we have Rob Enderle with us to talk about next generation automobiles and TaaS. That's transportation as a service. Mr. Enderle is a veteran Silicon Valley analyst, a tech industry thought leader, and he also digs cars. Semi-autonomous, autonomous, and connected cars, or some combination thereof, are all coming at us faster than we may have expected. It's not just momentum companies like Tesla, although you should keep that name in mind for a second. According to high-profile and successful venture capitalist Mark Andreessen, today's car makers are just like Nokia was back in the day, just before Nokia got crushed by Apple. Andreessen pins this idea to, among other things, the shakeup at Ford. Of course, Ford shares were down 40% over 5 years, but the CEO was replaced with a self-driving car expert. Andreessen says that cars will basically become the delivery method for software, kind of like how the iPhone is the delivery method for the super high profit margin app store for Apple, or you know how pasta is a delivery method for marinara. Here's my chat with tech and auto analyst Rob Enderle. So it sounds like security, once again, is at the forefront of any kind of barrier to entry, societally speaking and technologically speaking.
Well, sadly, not really. I mean, it should be, but that's been one of the problems a lot of folks have been monitoring is, you know, we've been automating cars for a while. A while back, we saw the Jeeps get taken over and Fiat Chrysler get nailed because they had inappropriately connected the entertainment systems to the car management systems, and then the cars got hacked. This blockchain effort is an effort to fix that. So it should have been designed in at the front end. It is being overlaid, but fortunately we haven't gotten autonomous cars yet. So it's in time, but really only Toyota is pushing this blockchain effort. Toyota also, there's not something else a little interesting about Toyota is they're also kind of not on this whole elevator car idea. They're pushing something called Guardian Angel. And Guardian Angel will still allow you to drive your car, but be more like super-powered cruise control. So it keeps you from doing anything stupid. It goes farther than what we have now in terms of absolutely preventing an accident. And it can drive your car. Just if you want to drive your car, you can still get the feeling that you're driving it, though, frankly, it's probably a bit more like that seat you put in for your kid,
right,
where they have a steering wheel and the steering wheel is not connected at all to what the car does.
You know, Rob, it reminds me, we were speaking with Kevin Kelly recently about this, about automation coming in. His point was humans are terribly inefficient, and we kind of want that, especially if you think about the scientific method, the trial and error that goes there. If you think about personal relationships, very inefficient. As an analyst who has to look at this stuff every day, are we not embracing this, or should we be embracing it, or are we just having the wrong conversation?
Well, I think the last is true. We're having the wrong conversation. It seems to be kind of black or white. We don't want machines to take over our jobs, da da da, or we do want machines to take over the jobs, not because people are inefficient. The fact of the matter is, and IBM is probably the closest to being on this page, and Toyota and cars as well, is what we want is a blend. What machines do best, we want the machines to do. What people do best, we want people to do. And the fact of the matter is, if we do replace all the people with machines, there's going to be nobody to buy the services. I mean, our entire economy works on the fact that people earn money and then can use that money to buy stuff. We unemploy hundreds of millions of people. Not only are we going to have a huge revolution and probably a Mad Max moment, but the economy will collapse. So it just doesn't work. And the fact of the matter is people do things and will probably continue to do things better than machines do. And there are clearly a lot of things that machines would do better than people. This idea of using these systems to enhance people really goes to this underlying concept of the singularity, which has us targeted at about 2050 as being a combination of machines and humans. And if it's done properly, then we move forward as a race and a culture. If it's done improperly, of course, we're either talking a Terminator moment or a Mad Max moment, and neither one of those ends are what we want.
No, not at all. I'd rather have a Star Trek kind of ending. So let's continue having the right kind of conversation, okay?
That's right.
Rob, thanks a lot for your time this week.
My pleasure.
That was part two of two with Rob Enderle. He's co-founder of the Enderle Group. Rob is a Silicon Valley analyst, a tech industry thought leader, and like I said, he really likes cars. For more with Rob Enderle and all of our segments, check out kgoradio.com/techonomics. for the podcast links. Next, we tune into car technology. This time, it's in the form of updating legacy cars with our smartphones. Paul Hochman is the founder of Humongous Media, which makes short format video content that helps people understand and use complicated things. And in case you recognize his voice, he is also the former gear and technology editor for the NBC Today Show. Here's my chat with Mr. Hochman.
Paul Hochman, spelled H-O-C-H-M-A-N. I'm the former gear and tech editor for the NBC Today Show.
Paul, thanks for giving us some time this morning. I want to talk about car tech, and it's just a dynamic space. So I guess the obvious lead is, what is popping right now? Because something's going to be popping differently in about a week, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, look, if anybody who follows technology, and in fact, you don't even have to follow technology, anybody who sort of reads the paper or watches TV understands the pace of change, you know, that every time they wake up, there's something brand new out there, that something brand new that is probably going to affect them, maybe in ways they didn't expect, and the car world is no exception. Right now, I mean, a lot of people are talking about automated cars and autonomous cars, cars that drive themselves and so on. But there are already features in vehicles that do that. In other words, there are a lot of even medium to low-end vehicles that have warnings that flash if you leave your lane or that automatically slow the car down if you're about to run into the car in front of you. So technology is moving fast, moving furious. I think probably the biggest change is in the way that people are now being able, thanks to this technology, drive safer and drive smarter and, frankly, be more connected with the world around them. And it doesn't cost $1 zillion to do that. So that's kind of cool. Everything about technology is getting less expensive and more powerful.
You know, I don't have to drop $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 or even $30,000 on a new car to get some of this. And so let's put a little bit of this in our smartphone, and then we'll maybe circle back at a zeitgeist level. But I'm seeing a new app from Verizon that's coming up. Can you give me some deets on that?
Sure. Yeah, you don't have to drop $70,000. You can drop $99. So to put it frankly, I mean, yeah, the Hum X device, which is part of a Hum family of devices that Verizon has out there, the Hum X just recently rolled out. And what's really exciting about it is that it actually allows the sort of the big triumvirate, right? Smarter, safer, and more connected. And the smarter part, from my perspective, is all the data that a car gathers about its performance, about its health, and so forth, now actually can stream into your sort of field of knowledge and field of view. The app on the phone, if you hold your phone, the Hum X app or the Hum app actually will give you a little dashboard that tells you, how's your car doing? It'll also tell you, how are you doing? It'll give you a safety score. So, for example, it basically takes down or records and collects data around your driving habits. Here's what's great about that. If you have a kid who's driving, a teenage driver, and they're accelerating quickly or they're braking quickly or cornering too fast as a habit, the app will get that data together and create a little dashboard info. You can have a healthy conversation with your kid and say, look, kid, your score is actually pretty low. I'm concerned about your safety. Uh-huh. And so that's one of the ways that this technology is really helping.
Yeah, I kind of dig that. I mean, it's not, yeah, it does start a conversation, not necessarily some kind of like parental control, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, I can't slow the car down remotely if my daughter's going too quickly in her Volvo, right?
No, but if you invent something like that, I will be the first customer. Seriously, I think it's really interesting. A lot of people are afraid sometimes of the idea of data and gathering all this data and collecting it and so forth. And I get that. I really do. It's an understandable concern. But if you can have a healthy conversation, not only, by the way, with your kids, but hey, how about with yourself? In other words, this records a score, and maybe you didn't realize that you are braking heavily or you're cornering too fast and so on. And bottom line is that it's concerned about safety. Well, now you're safer. And another way to look at this, which is interesting, that the connected part, this Hum X device, if you tap a button because a light has come on your dashboard, you're concerned about the health of the car, you actually can get connected to an ASE-certified mechanic who will talk to you about your vehicle and the symptoms that your vehicle is showing. So you can actually not only learn about your car, but also feel a little bit more, frankly, just peace of mind, really, about knowing that your car is okay.
Okay, so that's using the sensors, the dozens of sensors that already are in our cars. Let's go into the cab and talk about any technology trends you might see coming when it comes to our driving experience from the cabin.
Sure. First of all, if you're talking about what we're all going to be experiencing soon, I think a lot of the data collection that you're talking about, all the data gathering, and by the way, it's not just the phone. The Hum X device actually has something that plugs into the vehicle called the OBD2, which is the onboard diagnostics device. So that's what's actually picking up some of the sensor information from the car. But the bigger trend here is really about
how we all are driving together, because in essence we're sharing the road, right? So if all the vehicles are sharing all this information eventually, I'm talking about the future, with each other, we can learn more about where the traffic is, we can avoid accidents, we can do all kinds of things which will actually make our driving more efficient and more safe, and frankly probably save us a lot of fuel costs and so on. So I think the big trend is obviously way in the future is autonomous vehicles driving themselves, if you will, but I think in the near term what's going to happen is all this data is going to help us drive better.
I think one challenge we are going to have to face when it comes to this, though, Paul, in every iteration as we integrate more of the technology into our cars, will be the insurance companies and the insurance rates. It depends on who gets access to that data, because I think that the dashboard you're talking about that the hum creates, if somebody else got a hold of that before I had a chance to correct my behavior, I can see a spike maybe in my premiums, right? I mean, that's a possibility.
No, it's a legitimate concern. I think, well, let's talk about Hum itself, the Hum X and Verizon. The program that they're offering in this package, really, you share the data only with the people you want to share it with. Mm-hmm. That you have to opt in to sharing it with somebody else. And by the way, the only time that's not true is when it helps you, meaning if your car is in a wreck and the car knows it's been in a wreck, say the airbags have been deployed, well, guess what? Safety services get notified. Now, that's something I'd like to share, right?
Yes, right.
So that's one side of it. And as far as the rest of the data, you really only share with who you wish to share it with. But I understand privacy concerns, and I think probably that's a legitimate concern in some fields. But in this case, you only share it with who you want to.
Very cool. Well, Paul, it's excellent to speak with you. Thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate it. Hope we can talk again soon.
You bet. Thank you.
That was Paul Hochman, founder of Humongous Media and former gear and tech editor for the NBC Today Show. For a link to this and all of our segments, check out kgoradio.com/techonomics, or you can find us on iTunes, Audio Boom, and Stitcher. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics.